Wenn sie dann eine Date hören, aber muss ich nicht.
So the topic is supposed to be about Lag BaOmer. Good job is tonight, not tomorrow night. Because it's tomorrow night, so you see Lag BaOmer now. The shayla is, do you have a shayla? That's one of the points we need to discuss. But the first most important question about Lag BaOmer is, why is it called Lag BaOmer? What's the other side? Oh, so why is it not called Lag LaOmer? Doesn't sound right, right? Lag LaOmer. We know there's two gear stories where you say Hayoim Yoim Echot LaOmer, Hayoim Echot BaOmer. So why is it not called Lag LaOmer? A lot of people say Hayoim Echot LaOmer. I think most people hear standard Hayoim Echot LaOmer. So it should be called Lag LaOmer. So there's an interesting answer they all give, that the Ramah says you meant to say BaOmer. Not all Ashkenazim do even normally go like the Ramah, but he says you meant to say Hayoim Echot BaOmer. Like BaOmer is the outside of Shem Baichai. Yes, we'll discuss that soon if it's tacky the outside, not so clear. And also, it's the outside of the Ramah. That's definitely the outside of the Ramah. There is discrepancy how long the Ramah lived. People say he lived 33 years. He died like BaOmer. How many kids did he have? No, not 33. But that's what but there's a question how long he lived. He died 33. Some say he was 54. Different Grossois, how old he was. Partially, we take on 33. But the Ramah who died like BaOmer, was different like BaOmer, because he's going to say BaOmer. I was covered for the Ramah on his yard side, we're like BaOmer. Chodsh on his yard side, we shouldn't. He brings as well that Lag BaOmer is Gematria Moshe. So what's the significance of Moshe? I'm sure you already worked out by now. So was Moshe. The day of Lag BaOmer, sorry? No, maybe as well, I don't know. The day of Lag BaOmer is always the same day as the Shpizn of Moshe. So because of that, there's also a Remez of BaOmer. It's also the same day as Purim normally falls out the same day. The Ramah is the one, he's actually, being his Yahrzeit, it's interesting, he's the first one to mention the Indian of Simcha Lag BaOmer. People mentioned, even before that, there's mention of Shem Baichai, but that's it. No, therefore, nothing. The Ramah is one who says, therefore, Simcha, Mishte, the Dagomisha brings down. And I invite you to a big supper tomorrow night. You know why? Chalon and Kugel. Mishte, even Mishte, the Ramah brings down, but the Dagomisha. And he's the first one to mention it. It's interesting, it's his Yahrzeit. Maybe he was preparing for his Yahrzeit Suda. He was telling already in his prophecy that, is, you know, like, but he was the first one to mention it. There is reference, well, we know already the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Rishonim that we don't keep the sphere then. Different Gersois will have time to discuss what it means not keeping the sphere, when it stops, Lamatal, Lamat Gimel, different shittas. But we do find a lot of significance with that day already earlier. But they're not a Mishnah Simcha. Stab is the day where the Avela stops.
Do they call it like Bo'am or like
Lo'am? It's a good question. You have to follow it back. Ask where's the earliest Makur for each one? Now, what was the Lag BaOmer? So, famously, we know they stopped dying. Now, really, the Gemara says, we know the famous Gemara in Nivomas, Shemos Zuga, Yitzalib Kiva, and they were died straight through. It doesn't say about Lag BaOmer Dafka. But we have from Rishonim, Masura, that they taka stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. However, it is a Machlokes. Sfadim, we know, keep Lag BaOmer as a regular day of the sphere, and Lamadala they stop. And there's a Machlokes within the Sfadi camp. What do they hold? Do they hold that it was, they stopped down on Lama Dalet or on Lama's Gimel? Now we know Lama's Gimel, what's the whole shayla? We went to have haircuts and music, the machlokes we do in the night and the day, why in the day? If like when was a happy day, the whole day? No, because there is a shitta that holds, they died on Lag BaOmer as well. But what? We know Mixim Kikulay. Every time the Shiva, someone's nift on a Monday, when does Shiva end? Sunday morning. Why? Because Mixim Kikulay. So here as well, they could be they died on Lag BaOmer, and Lag BaOmer we have mixed Zayim, which is really brings to the next question: if they died on Lag BaOmer,
the last day,
sorry,
after Lag BaOmer.
Oh, so firstly, if they carried the dying after Lag BaOmer, were so happy they stopped dying. I mean, it's a bit terrifying. Thank God there's a break. It's not, and even if they didn't die, but Lag BaOmer is mixed Zayim Kukula because it's part of the Avelus. So we keep the mourning. I mean, Lag BaOmer is part of the Avelus. So what's the Simcha? There's a lot of different questions here.
That year they stopped dying.
The
next day, what
do?
They were in shock.
No, but even if Mixim Kukulai, because that's part of the days they died, we do a little bit of Avelis in the morning, so why are we celebrating? They died that day. It was the last day. Great. But like, how happy are you? It's very, very sad. So the Baisa, you look around, the Mepharshim struggle with this, and they give various Mahalchim in what happened. Some bring down that, I don't know where I am anymore here, some bring down that it was the day when Rabbi Akiva lost his Talmidim. Well, he lost Talmidim, but it was the day when he realized he had a break, it's time to rebuild. And he chose his 5 Talmidim, which was later, all that was given through that. So even though it was still in the depth of sadness and despair, but there was this flicker of hope, the 5 Talmidim, who didn't die, and he probably knew that they were greater than the rest, they were going to rebuild. It's interesting because there's Shtemos Azugos, there's 12,000 sets of Talmidim, which means everyone has a Chavrusa. So how do you have 5 Talmidim? There's one odd one. Let's one learn with him. I don't have an answer for it. It's an interesting idea. I saw as well the Mepharshim bring down that why is it 12,000 sets? Because they were punished as a group of two because they were very nice to Chavrusa. You know, Chavrusa, you're my friend. The next guy, which is sometimes, you know, people have this attitude. I gave a lot of soccer out to, yeah, to my nephew and him. Don't know who he is. You know, the Chavrusa they were firing, the loan of COVID was to the next person out of their little bubble. You've still got our bubbles from COVID. Our little bubble, and really, that's why people say, I'm very nice to everyone. Sure, people who you know, the next guy, maybe not. That's why he was 12. But it's interesting, he had 5 Talmidim, unless he lived with
he
one.
He said it like, well, because he's 5 Talmidim he picked out. What's
yeah. No, so now, there's a few different things. There's about 8 things here, which we're discussing like, wait a minute. One of them is that, no, that's fine. One of them is that, we say Hilula to Shem Baichai. Now, what do we mean the Hilula? Hilula literally means Chasna. But it means the Simcha. Why? Because people say that he was lifted up. It says Yoim Shemeis Shem Baichai. Other before bring down, it's a printing mistake. It's Yoim, not Shemeis, it's Yoim Simchas, the missing letter. It's Yoim Simchas. Why Yoim Simchas? Because that day was the day he revealed all the secrets of Kabbalah, Zohar, different Kabbalah, different elements of Kabbalah, and secrets of mystical ideas in Torah he revealed. Now the ideas really, it really goes together. Meaning, he for sure revealed on that day the deep mystical work of Torah. However, we don't know if he was nifter then or not. The day got passed, he was nifter then. But even if he wasn't, he still revealed the secrets. Either he revealed them because it was his last day and he was nifter, or he revealed them and he wasn't nifter. But either way, it's the secrets of Torah, the really the Torah Shabbal Peh, the Indian. Everyone in Yeshiva, they could try and convince you instead of parting in Meron to go and learn, because the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Gemara we have, that's all the Torah Shabbat Peh, that's all Shem Baichai, it's a deeper level, it gets to the Kabbalah, but it starts with the Torah Shabbat Peh, our Gemara, Mishnah's Gemara, that's really where it all begins. So, the for sure was the revealing of secrets of Torah, depths of Torah is then, and whether he was or wasn't lifted is debatable, but we take on passage he was lifted then. Some say of the day that he came out of the cave, everyone knows the famous Gemara, they were trying to kill him, the Romans, he went to hide with his son, and he came out when he heard that the Romans weren't after his life anymore. So that's also some sort of revealing, there's a lot of inyonim of revealing. The 5 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were revealed that day, so there's a lot of exposure to depths of Torah, on like Boimeh, and like every yontif that has its inyonim, you're supposed to use it. Chamsoever brings down, it was the day, first day of the Mon. The Gemara at the end of the peregrination of Kedushin, you follow it through the whole Cheshvan, when the Matzah finished, then there was a gap, and then the Mon began.
You tell the test
over here. No, it didn't start straight away. No. There was a 3-day gap, and then it only came on like Boim and Ches, is when it began. Chavsevi brings down in Chuz, and Yerodeh Rish Lamad Gimel, he brings it down.
3 days later.
Yeah. He brings that down. And there are other ideas brought down. Those are the main ones all people go with, why we treat those in Yonim as the main Yonim, but there are other symbolic things that happen on the day as well. Some say the Yudush Yimayichai was Nifta. Again, why is that happy? He wasn't Nifta as part of the Talmud, he was Nifta as Tam. So when do we celebrate a day? He asked that day we make a Siyam because he don't want to fast. But it's not really such a happy day. So he said before he was Nifta that don't mourn me, it's not such a sad day. But some say as well that Shem Baichai was meant to be killed by the Romans. He went to hide, they were after him. Now that he died, we know he lived out his life in Bishlemus, he was a tzaddik, no one managed to harm him and kill him. So we're celebrating the fact that we know he had a full life, it wasn't cut. In the middle of his years, he wasn't killed by the Romans. I heard from Shishu Pinkus many years ago, an interesting idea. He says, it's the only day in the year that we celebrate that's affiliated with one person. He didn't have a reason for anything. He had nothing to say about it. It's an interesting idea. There's no other David Zeri about one person, ever. So it's interesting that this day is written by Yechai, and he goes on to give a pshat. I think it was something about the Kabbalah on him, because there was no one who revealed Torah in the Kabbalistic way. But it's interesting idea. Now, who was Rav Shimon bar Yochai? The Gemara says basic things about Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Chiya says, writes in the Gemara, that he wants to visit Rav Shimon bar Yochai because Moshe was too scared. I remember Rav Chaim Kinevsky was alive, he used to go into him. It was a little bit scary. And those who remember going into his father's stibler, it was even more scary. Sometimes the aimer you see by Rav Shimon bar Yochai was so great that Rav Chiya, we know the bird flew over him and he shot fire out of people. People died when they were doing mundane acts. He was extremely high madrega. In fact, he was so high that he had to go back in the cave for another year to learn how to relate to people. He was on such a great madriga. So you know, we have Yahrzeits, many of the Yahrzeits, we have Rav Shaila, and we have all sorts. But this is Shem Bar Yochai to realize the greatness and godliness of who he was on such a high level. Shimon ben Gamliel told his son, in Shemayim, when they hear Shem Bar Yochai talk, they get scared. In Shemayim, the Malachim. You see the greatness of a person, how great he is. Now, going to Meron is dated back a long time. It's interesting, there's a famous letter from Vadi Bar Tunor, which is quoted a lot, where he told his brother about the celebrations in Meron. But he doesn't say about Shem Bar Yochai. So they went to Meron on Lagbay Ben. Also, he says later in the letter that also it's an Indian to celebrate because of the art site. Which is mashed, but they didn't go for the art site. So it's not so clear what they went for.
Sorry.
They went for the art sites then. Something of Istanbul was a place to make the simcha of the Avelos is paused. Either finished or paused the Avelos. So why Meron? Yeah, it's a good question. It's a very cryptic letter, but it's not much with Shem Bar Yochai, but they did go to Meron. Yeah, people do upsharons then as well. Yeah, good question. So we'll see. We get to that. So the Pesach Yeshiva does bring down though from the Chasam Sofer. He says the people go there and ain't that you know I meant he didn't like it. He said, no, they shouldn't be doing it, they're getting too carried away. But you find the other Gedolim more Hasidish and more Kabbalistic, or Arachaim, when they're famously didn't want to even go in a chariot, in a wagon, he wanted to walk up, he said, it's not covered to get a lift there. You come to Beis HaMikdash, you sit at the back of your car, you walk there. He wanted to walk up to the mountain because of the intense Kedusha. But there were other Gedolim, especially the Lipshitz Gedolim, who didn't get carried away. I heard from Asa Witto, who was the driver of Rav Chaim ben Chashanberg. He said he was once driving past on Lag BaOmer near Meron. And he said to Rav Shemberg, let's go. And those days, it was much easier to, you know, drive nearby. And Rav Shemberg said to him one word. Rav Shemberg was learning in the car. He said to him, Vaita. You know, carry on, we're learning. Vaita, driving, Vaita, learning. The literature of Rabbi Asher was famously never went to Meron. It's fast, very evident, his whole life. He was there over 100, well, it depends if you're born in Europe. But he was there close to over 90 years. And he never went. So people do go, people don't go. There's different practices, but there's different and there's different halachim. Now people have the minhag here in Manchester. All the pyromaniacs have their day of making a fire, which is very exciting, because Sreifas Chometz and Hanukkah is not really enough to get it out of our system. So like what is when we make out what, now? What's the meaning of fires? Why fires?
It's
very dangerous, right? We should ban them. So why are fires? Some say because a fire is bright, like the sun. Reminds of the Rav Shimon bar Yochai held the sun famously on this day when he was teaching the Torah that it was getting dark. It was time for Shkia. He held the sun to keep going longer, to keep teaching. So the Torah is the stamp, the Torah we know is the light. It's always the Kinyan Mitzvah for Torah is the light. There's that idea as well. Some people have a minute to burn clothes. I don't know if you've seen this minute in Meron, a lot of them throw clothes in. Now, there, a lot of the points say you should do about Tashchis. Where does it come from? So some say that the reason is to represent the idea that Shimon bar Yochai, when he was in the cave, we do the Gemara says, he didn't want his clothes to wear out. He took off his clothes, they went in the sand, and literally in the sand. So to show that he was on the such a high madrigal, he managed to live in a cave for so long, and he didn't even have need basics like clothes, his food came by Nath. Everyone was a miracle, they burned clothes. But they're not all so excited about the burning the clothes. Yeah, we should all skip. You want to do it properly. Now, haircut is actually brought down in the Shari Tshuva and other earlier poskim. They bring down about haircuts. Shari Tshuva and Chalamoid brings down. He brings down that they make a big simcha, and he brings down that Arizal went there to cut his children's hair. It's not very clear why they cut children's hair. Like a way in Meron, The whole thing's not clear. Why we do Haggadah at 3 is also something that isn't very clear where it comes from. But it is a documented minig that does go back quite a while. Bow and arrow, very famous bow and arrow, because there was no rainbow, the Gemara tells us, to represent the idea. It's a little bit far-fetched, but you know, things are aligned somewhat. The rainbow is for the... Now, just a few other halachas about saying like Boimeh. If it would be tomorrow night, I would say like Boimeh. So there, the points I'm saying still count. Because lag is not a number. There's no number of lag. What's lag? Is Lam's Gimel's lag? It's like two, but it's not a number. And more than that, because lag, you can spend Lamud, Ayin, Aleph, Gimel, Hay. You can spell it how you like. It doesn't. And also, you've got to count a number. There was someone came to the Chaznish, famous story, and he said to the Chaznish, it's the first night. Oh no, can I count? Chaznish, first is not a number. Number is one, two, you count, you do a counting. First, last, lag, these are not numbers. And therefore, lag weimer is not going to be a number. If you do say lag weimer, maybe you should avoid it. It's good to avoid it for a shayla, but really, big adin, no problem, you can count even after you say lag weimer. We don't do tachlin tomorrow, which is probably the most exciting thing for any Orthodox Jew. And there's different... there's a week. But tomorrow, even the literature doesn't say tomorrow, because the Simcha is a famous story brought out among the Rabbis we have time for, where there was someone who used to cry about the Churban every day, and even cried on like Boimeh, and he got punished in Shemayim. Erev now. The only Shaila is Erev Pesach Sheni, where there has a sign here that we do say Tachanun. That's like a Shaila Pesach Sheni. But like Boimeh, tomorrow is... There was a sign on the Omud in Machzik Adas. Erev Pesach Sheni, yes, say, and Pesach Sheni, not say. But like Boimeh, we don't even Erev. And I think the Magen brings down a story of someone used to cry every day about Churban on the very high Madrega. And they say that the Arizal said he had the neshama of Yirmi Anovi and he felt the Churban, but he cried on like Boimeh and he got punished. So he did like Boimeh is a very special day. People shouldn't. Now, with haircuts and music, tomorrow night is a big shayla, as always. It's a little bit changed because of Friday. Let's go slow. The Ramah says that we don't do anything in the night because you need mixim kukuloi, that we only do in the day. The Mishmur brings down a machlokes in the Shatzi, and he really goes with the Ramah, says you can't do in the night, you can only do in the morning. But he does bring the other poskim, and he says to the Shatzi, and why did I bring them? He says, because there's so many of them, I don't want to ignore them, I want to bring them. But the Mishmur is clearly not going with them, but he brings them. However, many point out that there's quite a substantial amount of poiskim. The rabbi, Lizutta, the Debach, there's a whole group of poiskim, mainstream poiskim, what we always use, who say that you can do it in the night. There was a big argument to be made that you can do it in the night. The El Rabbi brings down that even though he holds you do it in the night, all the things, but he says, chasna's not. Why? He said, I never saw this minik. Music, hackers, yeah, but not chasna's. However, when it's Friday and you can't do on Friday, then you can do Thursday night. Even though I haven't seen this minik, yeah, I don't know the dynamics back then how it worked.
Those
on that's what they should do. But he said back then they didn't do. Yes, they do it in the day. But he says even though they didn't always do it, they still do it. They could do it Thursday night. So someone to bring a ride from here. If a person can't, someone has to use flying on Friday morning. If a person can't do on Friday, there's big grounds to be made of Thursday night. I don't want to give a clear answer, but it's there's a lot to rely on to Thursday night. But for sure, if you can, it's better Friday. It's better Friday. Okay.
Fine. So yeah. Now we're going to come to my haircut.
Fantastic.
No haircut tomorrow night. Better.